11:13 on February the 2nd, 2020. Happy Groundhog's Day. I got the words, I got the groceries. I got in before church let out, so while there was a certain amount of Super Bowl frenzy at the grocery store, it wasn't Super Bowl frenzy. And church goers let out of school. So, on we go, on we go, on we go. I got, what did I get today? Almost 21, I think it was 2088 or something. Tough flooding in places. I'm in the mushy middle and it's bogging down a little bit. I need to get back on where I think this story is going. And see what we can do with it before I run out of words. Next story is going to be... I'm afraid, is going to be Troy Harbor. I'm not happy about that choice, but I'm getting a lot of pressure to do Troy Harbor. So I'm going to do it and get it out of the way. I made a comment to somebody yesterday. Was talking about Cape Grace and how it was... it was doing pretty well for what was basically a throwaway. And I got one of those open mouth wide-eyed emojis back. I was like, you spent 11 months on a throwaway? It's like, here's the thing. South Coast, while it is a favorite of a few people, it's not really all that popular. If I look at all the books that I've sold, something around 200,000, it does not have the following that Ishmael Huang has. And I suspect in part because it's up until now it's been a standalone book. And I don't really have any high expectations that either this book or Troy Harbor is going to make any difference. They will be getting their audio through Podium. Probably we'll be able to get all three done by the end of this year. But that's still not going to move the needle. In large part because Ishmael Huang has such a head start. But also, these are really not space opera in the sense of what most people look for in space opera. There's too much fantasy in them. Too much Star Wars, not enough Star Trek. Too much touchy-feely, not enough pew-pew. So yeah, this is not going to be... These are growth books. These are books that I write so that I have something to work on. Some craft thing to try. Cape Grace was without a doubt the most complex book that I've ever tried to write. It was also the darkest. So, yeah, I really don't expect fans to follow me into Cape Grace. Is there some discussion going on about the ending of Cape Grace? And there's a lot of pressure on me to put more Sarah Krug stories out there. It's like, that's not going to happen. That is just not going to happen. I won't say never, but what the hell am I supposed to write about? There's no interesting story there. The story is already told. The story's out there. I will write Troy Harbor just so that we can put away the issue of what happened to the Welkies. The answers are all in Cape Grace. So I don't think anybody's going to discover anything new in Troy Harbor, although I will, of all the books, that one is going to be the one where I probably connect most dots. There's a certain a certain amount of pushback on the ending of Cape Grace that my original vision of it was going to end differently. Not that Sarah wasn't going to be kicked off the station because she had to, off the planet because she had to go. But what I was going to do with some of the characters who remained. And as I'm getting down to the crucial scenes, I'm getting down to the final points, I'm remembering the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions I got about, so is he going to meet Burnside now? Is he going to meet Burnside now? What happens to Burnside? Where did Burnside go? What happened to Burnside? And I thought, nah, screw it. I'm not playing that game anymore. So, yes, I bowed to reader pressure to deal with a problem because I just did not want to deal with it later. Again. Ever. So, yeah. And now if anybody says, did you ever write anything conforming to reader pressure? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Because I just don't want to. There are some storylines that I just don't have a story to tell about. There's some stories that, like the Academy years. I don't have a story to tell about the Academy years. There's nothing interesting to me in the Academy years. And I suspect it's because I spent so many years in academe. I spent so many years in school, working for schools, taking classes in schools, that I sort of jest about, well, we've already got bedtime for Bonzo, we're back to school, so what other stories are there? And that's only half in jest. The only other one I could take on would be to tear it down. And that seems sort of counter. That's not, I don't write stories to tear down. Apparently I do write dark stories, but I don't write stories to tear down. And so I'm not going to pillory higher education, even though I think it's, at this point, it's turned into, education as a whole in the United States anyway, has turned into way too strayed too far from what it's supposed to be, in my opinion, supposed to be doing. Public education in particular, I can't speak too much to private education. So yeah, there's just stories I can't, if there's no story there, I can't tell it. And that's really what it boils down to. If I can find a handle, if I can find an interesting twist, if I can find something other than an engaging character in a setting that seems moderately interesting, I still need to have some kind of impetus. I need to have something that just happened so that I can keep writing what happens next. My nose is running. I don't know why. It's 65 degrees. It is. I'm going to be turning into the sun here in a minute, so I'm going to be sweating my butt off. When I make the eastern turn here. I had to go to Rushy's this morning, and I did get steaks, so I'm going to grill steaks tonight. Morning. So I'm going to grill steaks tonight. Make beef stew tomorrow. Assuming it's going to be beef stew weather tomorrow. I don't know what the weather forecast. Well, actually, I do. My wife said it's supposed to snow. It's supposed to snow. I don't know where the snow is coming from. But obviously from the west and over the mountains. But they're calling for snow tomorrow. And given that I'm out in a sweatshirt and and pullover this morning, and this sweatshirt is overkill. There's going to be quite a change to snow tomorrow. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Guy walking in the other direction, very carefully looking away from me. It's just as well, I'm a scary dude. An old fart with a beard. Is that a wolfhound? Holy shit. It is. That's a big dog. Howdy. Yep, by golly. Some sort of wolfhound or wolfhound mutt. It's a big dog. It stands as high as... He's a big guy that's walking him in. It stands as high as his hip. A lot of people out this morning. I'm just watching people cross the street, and you got a kid on a skateboard over here. He's walking. I don't know why he's not on his skateboard. Black sneakers, black socks, black shorts, the long down to his knee basketball shorts. Those look funny to me. I have a pair of this blue that I wear when I'm on the treadmill, but they still look funny to me. They feel funny to me. Black t-shirt. It's got a blue skateboard and a ball cap that's the same color, which I find somewhat amusing. He's probably like 13, 14. Just a kid. Just a real kid as opposed to like a 25 or 30. God, I'm so old. Look at, look at these little, well, they are sort of. The lilacs here along the side of the street have got little budlings on them. I don't know if they think it's really spring or what. There it is. I heard something that sounded like 25 nail guns all going at once, and I realized it was a skateboard. What is this called? It's like the third day I've seen him. Oh, and it is a skateboard. He's coming up behind me. That's why I heard it so well. Oh, he's got one of those weird ones with... single casters instead of trucks under it. That's weird. He's going pretty good. But seriously, they look like furniture casters on the bottom of a skateboard. kids out here playing with their RC cars. Dad watching with a beer.
Is it a beer or is it a coffee?
I can't see well enough. I don't know if you can hear him going whizzing by. Really cool. Morning. Kid on a skateboard just walking back up the street. Because it's one of those funny new ones. It's got the little bar in between the front pad and the back pad. It's got the little caster on each end. Not quite sure what the significance of that is, but he seems to be enjoying it, so walk on with your bad self. Had cool black sneakers with red laces on to match the red stripe on his shirt. The kid was really put together well. It's here for style. Saying snow tomorrow. She didn't hear me. She'd say hi though, so. Lady I've seen before. Walk in the middle of the day, I get a different group. Walk in the early morning. I was about ready to take a break at 8 o'clock. I probably should have taken the walk then. Thought seriously about it. But buckled back down, I got the other 1,000 words I needed by 9:30. Then got the grocery list together. Still haven't made yogurt today. I was going to make yogurt today. Shoot. I suppose, what time is it? Must be 11:30 or so. It's exactly 11:30. I suppose I could put it in. Put it in now. I can start cooking it about. We're done at 5:15. I'll be cooking dinner. I don't want to mess with it. I'm not cooking dinner. Well, the only thing I have to do with it is put it in the fridge to chill. Decisions, decisions, and I'm talking to myself and not talking to you. Ah, what does it look like over here? I'm just walking past the You're Too Late, Eric. You've awakened the gazebo. This is interesting. There's only a few people out in the park. There's a trio of kids over there playing frisbee. A couple of people with dogs. No, there's more. Baseball gloves out. Softball gloves out. People be out enjoying the day. I don't blame them. It's a nice day. One that I didn't need the extra shirt for change. Yeah, I'll be out walking my short sleeves again soon enough, I suppose. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.